noise. Oh, this is actually pretty loud. I can actually hear myself. Good, very good. So, welcome, Minna no Rizumu Tengoku Part 6. Okay, so, right now it's July 2nd. Yeah, a lot of things have happened. I've returned from camp, I have a new phone, I have new headphones finally so I can actually enjoy the game in stereo. Many things, and if you, like right now, just yesterday is when I uploaded Part 4. Reason being that my phone doesn't really want to cooperate in uploading videos anymore, and so I don't know when I'll be able to upload Part 5 and 6, or how, we'll see. But for now, just do know that I'm working on this, and I'm not going away or anything. I'm going to try to finish this by the end of July. I just want to get it done, because I want to have as much fun with it as I possibly can. And then, what else was I? Oh yeah. So, if you look at the description for Part 4, that basically explains the same thing. So, yeah, I don't know when these are going to go up. I don't know how they're going to go up at all, but I'll find a way. I'll get it done. And by then, I hope you are still enjoying this, for anyone who is still watching, which is probably not going to be many of you, but I do appreciate the people who do watch this. I'm very grateful if you are. And let's continue, I guess, because I haven't really done this in a really long time. So, what am I going to do? First, I'm going to make a state, just in case. So, just a minute.
Speech unmuted. Menu bar top. Animation. Take screenshot. Load state. Select state. Save state. Submenu. Save state. Loaded slot. Save state to selected slot. Save state to selected.
Okay, so I just saved a state. Now, can you hear me? No, you can't hear me from here. I'm just going to hold it up. So, Rose 6. This is weird. Like, these games are really weird, and some of them have, in fact, almost all of them have differences in English and Japanese, and some of them are more annoying than others. This first game is the one that does not, and it's the game in here with two-player. So let's play it. It's actually one of my favorite games. Wait, never mind. There is actually differences in English and Japanese. It's just that you don't hear it very often if you don't pay attention. It's Launch Party. Launch Party is basically a game where you launch a bunch of different rockets up into space. And each rocket has a different way of doing it. Well, not really. Only the first rocket has a different timing than all the others. It's just that they have a different number to count down for. Well, you'll see. This first one counts down from 3. 1, 2, 3, bang. That's about it. 1, 2, 3, bang. That is easy. There's nothing really wrong with that. If you mess any of them up, they go doo, or something similar. Okay, this one is a little bit trickier, and this is where you have to wait 3 beats. All the other rockets have 3 beats, it's just the sound that they make is different. This is the Popper Rocket. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, it sounds like a little firecracker or a little firework. This next one you can't really count because it goes no. It's a bell, or at least I'm thinking it is. Like that. No. Starts from 7, I think. Now this one, it doesn't really have a number. It just goes 1. And 2, it's the bowling pin rocket. And these, all of these have different notes and stuff, depending on the they have different music, musical notes in the game, depending on where the song is at the current moment. I'm not actually sure if they fit very well with the song, but they kinda do, I guess. And I do like the ambience in the tutorial as well. Okay, so the real game, what you have to pay attention to, besides all the rockets, is the voices. There's actually a conversation going on between between the mission control lady and the person driving the rockets, who is the male guy that keeps saying copy that. Well, both of them do, but just listen. I haven't heard this in Japanese, so I don't know what to expect. So it's in English, it's just a little different. It's the same text, it's basically just looking at the stars and taking a bunch of pictures and also launching these rockets. 1, 2, 3. There's no text. Yeah, be sure to take a bunch of... Oh, I just missed that up. But that's basically what they're saying. And there's a little bit more text at the very end. There we go. I don't actually know what that said. I think it's, and we're back home with lots of pictures. I think that's what it said. I've had much more luck understanding the English text. I mean, it's in English, it's just a little bit weird. But I did get the superb nonetheless. I can quite easily do this because, you know, I've played this a million times, so I know what to expect. Recapping perfect attempts, I have Seesaw done, I have Double Date, and I have Board Meeting. I think that's it. And we missed Remix 3. I think that's all that happened. Hopefully we're gonna have some more. Okay, this next one is really weird, and I'm pretty sure that the Japanese version of this is gonna be much more annoying than the English version. Because I've heard it before, and it's quite annoying. Here it is. Wait, is it the right game? Yes, it is. Got my favorite intro, though. I like that intro. But the game itself is really weird. I don't even know what you're doing. Like, the description, I think the description doesn't even know what this is. It's called Donk Donk, by the way. And it's like a swingy rhythm, but it's a really weird... Well, you'll see. Here we go. One, two, three, four. Yeah, you literally just do this. You can just stop doing it whenever you want, but that's the rhythm you follow. It's just this, the 1, 2. Now, there's another rhythm where you have to do 1, 2, 3, and basically the idea is that you switch between the two. The switching is going to happen in the next game as well. This is a really weird voice, and this is why I don't like it. I like the English version much more because it's less annoying. Now, here's a transition. 1, 2, 3, 4. Start with this, and then when you hear this, you go, and then, yeah, that's the way it works. Following it normally is much easier than, like, I don't know, I kind of get used to it after a while. I'm going to try to distract myself by listening to the music instead of the voice, but I don't know. The voice does have a really, really big part of the game, though, because it tells you when to transition, so without it, you'd be kind of messed up. Anyway, this track is actually pretty cool. Oh no, it's got stereo as well. this is one of those games that I can quite easily do a perfect with, I think. Shouldn't be that hard. I like the attention to detail with the music where... I like how it actually goes with the music, you know what I mean? Like the drums and the, all that. Also this part. Yeah. Oh, I messed that up. I forgot to tap. Here's the hardest part. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Yeah, and that's about it. Everything else is just a rehash, a repeat of the very first part. And that's about it. Except this part, where... 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, stop. Yeah, and then they just blast off or something. Whatever this is, I have no idea what it is. I messed up once, I am pretty sure that did not cost me superb. Yes. Good. So, wasn't that bad. So, with that out of the way, we won't be seeing that until the remix. Thank God. Okay, this next one is a little bit even weirder if you consider. It's called Bossa Nova, and it has an intro of its own. Which is actually a pretty cool intro. And it's another one of those games where you switch between two different rhythms. And I don't actually remember what this is like in Japanese, but you won't get to know that until you start the real game, because in the tutorial there's actually no voices at all. I don't actually remember which rhythm you start on, so... Oh. You go 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. So there's that rhythm. And then you switch, which sounds like this. I like how it actually isolates that sound for you.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
Now you do this. 1, 2. I did that. 1, 2, and 1, 3. What? There we go. And the idea is that you have to keep the beat going by either playing one or the other of those beats. Now, this is what it sounds like when you switch. The voices in the real game may help even more.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Start from here, and then this happens. And there you go. 1, 2, 1, 2, and 1, 2. So you just keep switching. I hope you can understand what I'm doing from this tutorial, because it's kind of hard to explain. What? I swear I did that. Anyway, let's go skip the tutorial, because you're quite bored of this anyway. Let's do it. Now pay attention to the voices, because they are actually quite important. Yeah, there's one that goes turn, and there's one that goes... whatever that is. In English, it's a spin, the female one. This is something else. Sounds kind of like the English version, actually. It's not that different. If you're a little bit off, they cough and shout at you a little harder. to mess it up, but I'm going to try not to do that. Everything gets a little bit weirder. Yep. Yeah, I just messed that up, so they were in like shouting mode for a little bit. Hope that's not going to cause me this part. No, this part gets hard. Oh, I messed that up. Oh, come on. I was doing that right. Stop shouting at me. I'm probably not saying anything because it is kind of hard to do this. Oh. I've never heard this before, so these reactions are new to me. Oh no. And we're almost done. I think I messed that up enough that I only got an okay on it. I have to retry. Please no. Yes! Superb! Great. Great. Don't have to do it again. It's not that I don't like the game. It's just... Well, I don't know. It's not that good. I mean, it's not one of my favorites. Donk Donk is my least favorite out of the row. Launch Party is pretty good. Now, this next one is probably the one that is probably the best. Because I want to see what this sounds like in Japanese. I kind of know already, but I just want to see for myself. So let's do it. It's Love Rap time. I'm not sure if anyone's played Rhythm Tengoku, but there was one in there called Rap Brothers or Rap Men or something. It's kind of like that, except it's a little bit harder. You'll see. It's got its own intro as well. So, this also has different English and Japanese cues. So let's get into it. This first cue is quite easy actually. All you do is this. You hear them say, you hear the female voice say the cue and then you do it. So it's daisuki, daisuki. In English, it's into you. If you don't do anything, only the male voice raps, and if you do it either too early or too late, the pitch changes. Now they're going to demonstrate where...
Daisuki.
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 Yeah, there we go. He's trying to demonstrate what it sounds like when you're too early or too late.
Daisuki.
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 So, they were trying to demonstrate how there can be a lot of daisukis in sequence. It's so weird how saying daisuki like that. Anyway, this next cue is a little bit harder, but not by much. In English, it's crazy into you. Here, it's...
Maz daisuki.
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 Okay, this is where it gets hard. There's this one cue that I'm always having problems with. In English, it's supposed to be something like fo sho, but they never get the pronunciation right enough for me to know until I saw the text. Oh god. Yeah, and here it's honto. Okay, it's much easier in... with Dolphin 5, apparently, because I can actually get this right almost all the time. Honto. 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 Okay, so in the older version with Dolphin 4, I could never get that right exactly. It was always a little weird, but now it's fine. So in English, it's supposed to be something like fo sho, but they never got the pronunciation right enough for me to tell exactly until I saw it written down. And then I found out. Okay, this is where it's the weirdest, but it's not used very often. I think it's what is it? Oh, it's 好きなんだ, 好きなんだ. I remember this. It's in English, it's supposed to be all about you, but it's a little bit weird. In Japanese, here we go.
好きなんだ。
Oh, I like that.
好きなんだ。好きなんだ。好きなんだ。好きなんだ。好きなんだ。好きなんだ。好きなんだ。好きなんだ。好きなんだ。好きなんだ。好きなんだ。
I love that. I don't know why.
好きなんだ。好きなんだ。好きなんだ。好きなんだ。好きなんだ。好きなんだ。好きなんだ。好きなんだ。好きなんだ。好きなんだ。好きなんだ。好きなんだ。好きなんだ。好きなんだ。好きなんだ。Oh,
come on. I know how it works. So, let's play the real game. In the real game, there's actually one more cue as a surprise, but I'll let you figure that out. Let's go. I actually really like the music for this. Starts out very simple with some daisuki, and that's about it.
Daisuki.
Daisuki. Gets a little bit harder from this point, but not by much.
Daisuki.
Because there's much daisuki. Much daisuki.
Much daisuki.
Much daisuki. And now there's daisuki. Honto. Much daisuki. Daisuki. Honto. Much daisuki. And
好きなんだ。好きなんだ。好きなんだ。好きなんだ。好きなんだ。好きなんだ。好きなんだ。好きなんだ。好きなんだ。
Now there's an alternate version of 本当。本当。本当。本当。好きなんだ。好きなんだ。 Now here's the surprise cue.
マジ大好き。
Yeah.
大好き。大好き。
And we're done, I think. Oh, that's right. So that was pretty easy. I mean, I have played it a few times before, so I kind of knew what to expect, but it was still very satisfying to play this in Japanese for once. The English is a little bit weird. I think it's a little... I don't know, I prefer it more in Japanese because it just makes a lot more sense and it sounds better. Unlike with Donk Donk, where it definitely does not. I mean, I kind of get what they were going for, but nah, I don't know. Oh, perfect stem time! Okay, let's do it. Let's see what it is. Okay, Air Rally. This is a game that I've gotten perfects on multiple times in the older playthrough with Dolphin 4. Let's see if I can actually do this. I may not be able to. There's quite a lot of inputs in this game, so let's find out. Here we go. Wow! I was not expecting that. I just did that. I cannot believe I just did that. I mean, it took... Like, I wasn't talking or anything, so that was much easier on me, but... Still. That went very well. And there was no lag. Like, there's literally no lag at all. That is amazing. Well, now there is in the menu. But anyway. So, Air Rally is actually done, which is really cool. So now we have 4 perfects out of about how many games? 20? No, 30. Yeah, almost. 29, actually. But now comes the remix. The remix is, again, has a little bit of a learning curve. It takes place in a carnival or something. The music is very cheerful. And that's about all I can say, because there really isn't much else to say. It's pretty cool. Here we go. We start with Love Rap. Daisuki. It's much slower. Dice. And then... Yeah. That happens. And 3, 4. Daisuki. Honto. Match dice. It's neat. And now here's where Bossa Nova comes in. Oh god. Now for those who are playing this for the first time, it's gonna be a learning curve. Daisuki. Daisuki. And then no. Yeah. Honto. Honto. Nod. Daisuki. Daisuki. Honto. No. Daisuki. And Maji Daisuki. Yes. Launch party. 1, 2, 3, 4. And no. It's me. San, si. Nod. It's me. Now this is where the learning curve really gets hard, because it's... Oh, right. Random launch party. And back to Bossa Nova. Without any countdowns or anything. And back to launch party. Nod. And finally... Nod. That was a really weird one at the very end. But I got that right. And I think I got almost everything right. So superb. That was pretty quick, actually. The problem with me is that I've played this a million times, and I already know everything, and so it's not as fun. Well, it is fun, because I'm playing the Japanese version, of course, but still. I don't know. It is fun, though, because I do get to sing some of it, and I do like that. And Rose 7 is now unlocked. And row 7, spoilers, row 7 is going to be the row where we see the last of the new games. Now, for those who don't know what that means, rest assured you're going to find out in part 7, but for anyone else who doesn't know, just wait for it. For those who do, well, they must have played either this game or another Rhythm Heaven series game before, they already know how it works. Anyway, we do have a 2-player game in the form of Launch Party, so I'm going to end on that. Let's do it. So I just got the medal for Flipper Flop, as well as the new game for Launch Party. And there are 2 final games in row 7 with 2 players, by the way. Do this. Oh.
copy that. You guys don't want to.
Messed up there, but just gonna get the freeze and the quit and everything. Doesn't really matter. So yeah. Crash. Yep, crash.
Quit dolphin. Space with dolphin. Triggers the action. Empty table.
I said quit.
Authentication. For if an app doesn't table in table dolphin selected dolphin out of table cancel button table no selection.
There you go. Now it's gone.
Audio.
So that was row 6. That was quite easy actually. Well, I wasn't expecting it to be hard. I guess Bossa Nova maybe would have been a little hard. And Love Rap went much better than I thought it would, because I thought I was gonna have a lot of problems with the timing on that. But no, it was fine. Didn't mess anything up. Didn't mess any of the Machidai skis up either, because those are the hardest cues. So row 7 is going to be coming up, and it's got some of the hardest games in the row, in the whole entire game. So not to say that it's that hard, but it's going to be more of a challenge, and we're going to be seeing much more A and B in that game. That row, because this row didn't have any ABs at all. In fact, the only time I pressed B ever was to go back from the description or to enter the title screen, and that's about it. That's literally what every... Like, I pressed B, like, twice in the whole entire run just now. Kinda, I think. So, yeah, we're gonna see that change in part 7, and I hope I'll be able to upload this. So, I'll see you then.